Okay, we are back. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. John Simonson, our internet expert, is on with us this morning. He's the president of Flooring Web Solutions. John, how you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I should say that you are driving down the road, so keep your hands on a wheel. At least keep one hand. I guess you're holding your phone in the other, so keep one hand on the phone. Well, I mean, one hand on the wheel. Well, keep it on the phone as well. Other than I'll be talking to myself here, I guess.
Yeah, really.
And you know what they say about that. Anyway, you know, we've been talking over the years about some of the changes that have occurred with the Google search engine, and they seem like every time you turn around, there's another one. And people always seem to be on the lookout, these Google people, for more information, more ideas. Talk about the motives behind all the changes that Google has done. What are the goals in initiating all these changes?
Well, the goal of Google is not us, the web developers, or those who own websites. It's really about the users and the user experience. When you go to Google and do a search, do you quickly find what you want on page one? Are we giving you the right listings? Are we giving you the right content? Are we giving you the right information? And that's really what Google is about. And so we, in web development, in web marketing, for our customers, are constantly trying to push and find ways to get on page one for our clients. But Google doesn't care about that. You know, all they care about is the user experience. So we get upset at times when Google makes changes, which they do all the time. They just did another major one recently in their algorithm. You know, all of a sudden you get pushed off of page one and you're upset. You know, Google, why did you do this? Well, they're doing it not thinking about you or us and the web pages. They're really thinking about improving the user experience and making Google, you know, the portal for all information, for all searches. And I say that because when you look at Google today, a lot of times you can put in something like, what is something? And Google, rather than just give you links at the top of the page, will actually give you the answer. They will give you a short clipping or whatever, a wording, a paragraph from a website giving you the actual answer, so you never have to leave Google search to get the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, they're doing it not just for that, but they're also doing it, you know, hey, what's the best steak restaurant in Chicago? And, you know, they'll give you all the reviews, they'll give you all the ratings, and they'll line them all up across the top. You don't have to go to anywhere else. Google's got the answer right on the, you know, google.com.
And they're thinking about the reader, the visitor on the internet. That's their first, that's their first concern.
Yeah, and they're you know, it's interesting because recently Google came out and said their biggest competitor isn't Yahoo or Bing, which are other search engines. It's actually Amazon. And reason being is so many people, when it comes to looking for products, which is one of the biggest things people do on the internet, you're doing product search, is, you know, you go to Amazon and you look up the product, you get a price, and you can read all these reviews and everything about, you know, the product. So It's interesting that, you know, we look at it totally different. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about from a web developer or from flooring website. We look at it totally different than, you know, what Google looks at the whole world and how people are searching and searching for what and what information are we going to give them. I mean, it's a major touch point out there for people today. You know, starting when you're exploring your flooring options, one you're going to start is where?
Yeah,
doing a Google search. So
now,
Google's changes that they're making are not directed at flooring, but we're affected by it as well. We're a small potato, and they're, you know, we're a pebble in the ocean of the sand with Google as far as flooring searches go, but we're affected by them as well.
Now, this most recent change that you mentioned with Google, logarithm changes, what is that, and what are they trying to do? What are they changing from, and what are they changing to?
They're not actually changing from or to. It's look at it more as they're looking at ways of in their algorithms to more fine-tune all the information that we get. What they're looking for is, with the changes, is to improve the search results with better content. And so they're constantly filtering out, you know, duplicate content, content they feel that is not updated, or content they feel is not really quality content that's relevant to the search results. I mean, they're constantly doing changes that affect that, changes that affect, you know, as far as linking, what kind of links, when other sites link to you, which links are good, what they call signals that are going to improve your search results, which ones aren't, that are going to actually cause you to lose ranking on the search results. So it's very, very complex, and it has to be when you consider the billions and billions of web pages and the billions and billions of web searches every day.
Now, John, every time Google makes one of these changes, big or small, as you mentioned, it's very likely going to change where you end up in a search. Does that mean that, say, a floor covering retailer who's had a site maybe for 2 or 3 years without a lot of changes, that they ought to consider at least having somebody tweak their site, if not totally change it, just because of all these changes on Google?
Yeah, you got to remember, Google likes certain things. Certain things I have never seen to change, and that is that Google likes age, meaning, you know, your website's been out there for a considerable amount of time. And Google likes fresh content that's updated. They like that you're constantly making changes. So one of the things I always give an example of is, it's amazing to me, you know, if you go to a lot of forums, whether it be, you know, a home decorating forum — there really aren't flooring forums, but, you know, a fishing forum, or, you know, a camera forum or whatever, the content's constantly changing, and you can type something in. I've done this test over and over again. I could type something into a forum, a post, and within 1 to 2 hours, I'll see it already in the search results of Google. So you can see, if you're continually, constantly, all day long making changes, you're going to get crawled more by Google, meaning they're going to be constantly reading all the new changes. If you don't make changes but once in a blue moon, years apart, Google then isn't going to crawl your site. They have algorithms to say, how often should we crawl your site? How often should we grab the content? And if they notice constantly when they come back that, you know, why waste our time with the billions of web pages out there? Why waste our time crawling your website again? They're not going to. And what happens then is, when you do make a change, you could be waiting weeks for Google to pick up the change, because they're not going to crawl your site again. Why should they? There's nothing, you know, nothing's changed in a year. Why should we crawl it every hour or every day or every week or every month?
John, do you think that most retailers do some sort of change, large or small, to their website on any kind of a basis?
No. Flat out, no. Most retailers, when you look across the internet, are not making that many changes. And we're finding, you know, Flooring Web Solution, we're doing a lot more changes for the dealers, because they flat out say, we just don't have the time. We don't understand it. We don't have the expertise. And so what we end up doing is ending up where I don't technically have the time, but I know flooring. So we have a couple writers on staff that are excellent writers, a lot better than I am. And it's just putting our heads together and say, okay, today we're going to, you know, work on an article for XYZ dealer, and, you know, they're heavy into solid wood flooring, so we're going to talk, you know, really about some of the characteristics you need to know about solid wood flooring, and we write a good article and link it back to the site, whether it's on a blog or on their site. But there's a mission, you know, trying to drive that consumer and give them reasons why to buy from them. And then we post it up there for the dealer, because so many of the dealers don't have the time to do it. But everything, it's important to note that everything got to be unique. In other words, you're not pushing that same article out to 100, 200 websites.
That doesn't bode well in terms of how Google looks at you then, does it?
Duplicate content, exactly.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to show 10 listings on page one that all, when you click on the different websites, it's the same article on every site. Why would you ever use Google again?
John, on what sort of a basis should somebody consider putting this new information on their website? What I'm thinking about is we're seeing the big players are putting a lot of money into their presence on the internet, and they're getting better and better and better, and every year they're going to improve. And these are pretty good-looking sites, lots of really good content on there. And it looks to me like a lot of the retailer sites don't compete all that well in terms of all the bells and whistles. So it would seem to me that they should consider, number one, just as you said, at least putting new content on it on some sort of a basis. And number two, maybe consider revamping the whole website on some sort of regular basis. How often should somebody just consider putting new content on the site? And number two, how often should they consider just revamping the whole thing?
Well, number one, what I often say to people is, if you are going to do the content, they ask me, you know, what kind of content? And for a retailer, my answer is always the same. What are the questions people are constantly asking you when they walk in your store? Write those down. Those are the kind of articles you want to write, you know, to put up on the website. So from a content standpoint, it's really, you know, all the things that people ask you in the store. It's not that difficult if you really think about it.
No, floor cover retailers know the answers.
From a website standpoint, you have two things. One, what is the goal of the website, which obviously is to drive the consumer to your store, to engage the consumer and, you know, qualify them and then get them in the store because they're looking to buy flooring. The reason you're doing it, the website, is to find and drive that local consumer. It's done through two things, and that is, you know, the website itself, the pages, the content, but it's also the marketing of the website, meaning getting found through the search engine. So it's kind of a mixed thing. So if your site is doing well, let's say in the search engine, maybe you only want to tweak the site and enhance it versus rebuilding it. If the site's not doing well, I don't care how much you spend, you're not getting on page one, you're not driving anybody to the store through the website, then I would look at redesigning the site, rethinking what do I got to do on the site, what, you know, who is my targeted audience? Is it do-it-yourself? Is it the remodel? Is it the builder? Is it the commercial account? And then, you know, put together a site built for your audience and using the right keywords and everything for that typical audience.
I gotcha. John, I came across the name Schema, which I understand is a markup code, and it's people have this on their website to help search engines, I guess, return more information. Is that something you use, and is that something good for a retailer to have connected with their site?
Well, the retailer doesn't necessarily need to know a lot about schema.org, but Schema is a markup language that helps search engines, helps different bots understand the information that is contained within the website. It could be part of the schema, it could be, you know, you're publishing blogs and you need to know who the author is, the date it was, et cetera, et cetera. You put all that in hidden code in Schema so they know you're the author, which could be tracked to your Google user account. It could be also reviews are using Schema. It could be ratings, which are using Schema. When I say that, there's different codes. It says, okay, this rating is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When somebody clicks, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the stars you see when you do a rating.
Mm-hmm.
And behind that is a schema code saying this is schema 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because if you didn't have a standard, how would the search engine robot crawling know that this was a 4-star rating or a 3-star rating? Or, you know, when you look at the restaurant reviews or flooring store reviews, and you look at that, if it's schema behind there allowing the search engine know that's a, you know, these are reviews and what the ratings are, so they can actually use them in the search engine results like we see.
I got you. This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series. We're talking with John Simonson, the president of Flooring Web Solutions. We'll air the second part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.